Really? Was there even anything on it?
No.
Just starting the show with some ASMR. Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
okay,
man. Let's get it.
Let's get it, dude. How you doing? Okay. That sums it up pretty well, I think. Yeah. Colby went to his Yeehaw Fest last night, man.
Yeehaw!
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw! But before we get to all that, Colby brought... So I'm... people who know me know one thing about me. I like to drink. So I used to drink a lot. I don't drink too much anymore because I drank so much that I got ulcers. And so when I drink, now I hurt the next day. So I have to do it in moderation.
Moderation.
I'd like everyone to know out there, not a quitter. Remember, alcoholics are quitters. I was a drunk. Okay? Mm. I want that to be made very clear. Second of all, Colby knows, because of my reputation, that any alcohol he doesn't like, he can bring to me, the garbage disposal, and I will devour it because I don't really care how it tastes. I just want to get it into my body. So mm-hmm. he has brought me Tech 9 Bulu.
Caribulu.
What is Caribulu?
Well, first, it started off with a song.
Okay, I don't know nothing about Tech 9. Colby has been trying to get me to listen to Tech 9 for 15 years. I am never going to listen to Tech 9, and now he's got a beer?
No, well, now I'm going to make you listen to it. Go to YouTube and search Caribulu.
I don't want to do that. Is it about a caribou?
I don't think so.
Because caribou are great. So if it's about a caribou...
I believe it's a drink.
Caribulu. Tech 9. It is literally... comes right up. Dude, Jimmy Neutron comes up too.
Oh yeah.
All right, Caribulu. Yeah, yeah. It's like the ultimate party. Okay, the name of this album is Ever Ready. Okay. This is from 2013. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, and it does say out here wheat beer with pineapple and coconut added,
right,
which I didn't really read until just right now. That sounds awful.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
I think that I would like this if you wouldn't have made me listen to it, you know?
Oh yeah, Tech 9's great.
Yeah. Like whenever I hear Tech 9, I'm like, I like this, but then I'm like, I can't like it though because I can't let Colby win.
I already won.
You have won.
Anywho, yeah, that's it.
Did he just say keep the hotties humping?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. I agree with that message. Mm-hmm. Got to keep them hotties humping.
Got to do
you
it.
You know, it's how I've been living my life. You know, I evaluate it. When I make this move, will it or will it not keep the hotties humping? And then based on yes or no, I decide to make that move. Mm-hmm. And I have decided most of my life
keep them hotties humping,
to keep
man.
Them hotties humping, man.
Right,
so.
Well, I opened a Miller because I hate this drink, but give me
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I mean, it is a... Well, you don't have to drink one, man. It's okay. You don't have to. I gotta be up front with you. My son's birthday party is at 3 hours, so I just can't get blottoed. So, just so you know.
It's fun.
Yeah, so...
They're only 5.5%. You're fine.
And Tech 9 is from Kansas City, right?
Correct.
So it's made by Boulevard Brewing Company, which is a Kansas City company that was bought by Budweiser. Made in Kansas City, a Tech 9 collaboration. You know, we should work with a local brewery here and get a Seth and Colby beer made. What would we call our alcohol?
The Hog.
The Hog, dude! Yes, bacon-flavored beer! Let's do it!
Mm.
Dude, someone would buy that, right? Mm-hmm. Who do we go to? Which bar do you frequent the most? Let's go to the gay bar. They don't make beer, do they?
No.
Who's a brewery that would make us beer?
Norton's.
Norton's?
Aeroplane.
We gotta get us a Hog beer, dude.
There's a couple here in town that could do it. Wichita Brewing?
Dude.
I got the hookup there.
You got the hookup there, dude! How do we get Wichita Brewing to make us the Hog?
We invest too much money that we don't
have. I don't think we can do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do something that doesn't require any money?
I don't believe so.
What if we ask real nice?
Let's just do it ourselves. I'll buy a home microbrew kit.
No.
We'll make it out of bacon.
I will tell you, when Duo was around, we had a guy who hosted Rants from the Barn. Remember him?
Yeah.
And he was a home brewer, and he made a Duo beer that we called Bruo, which everyone hated because I made it up because it's a pun. Bruo, you know, for Duo. I thought it was
great, man.
I thought
That's
it was a good name.
That's a good
But pun. Everyone was like, really? We're going to call it Bruo? And I'm like, we're calling it Bruo. If I go up on the air and I say it's called Bruo, no one's going to be able to defame it. So, you know, it's the Fox News way of making up news. You just say it and it becomes true. And so, yeah, Bruo. And I got to tell you, he only made like six, but it was pretty good. Me and Cameron, we imbibed. You know, we imbibed on some Bruo. Did you ever have Bruo?
I did not.
I don't think you did, because I think Cameron drank most of them, so they were good.
I might not have been 21 either by that time.
This would have been 2014 at the latest. I think it was over Christmas 2013. So I don't know how old you would have been there. That was six years ago, yeah. So yeah, you wouldn't have been 21. Nope. Yeah, it's awkward. That's awkward. Hey, Acid, how are you doing? Where is your cowboy hat, man?
I don't own one.
That's disgusting. I know. Probably like this beer.
Britt has so many hats, yet I have never seen a cowboy hat.
Britt would be great with a cowboy hat.
I know. She used to go to country bars all the time.
She's got that country hat body, too, you know?
She is the fucking... What does that mean?
She got a cowboy girl body.
What does that
mean? When you pull up a music... give me a song you heard last night. I'm going to pull up a music video, and we will see Britt in the music video.
I can't remember fucking...
What was the name of the guy you saw?
I don't remember.
You know, remember...
Chris Young. Yeah, that one.
Chris Young. Drowning. Is that one? Hey, what's up, J-Bar?
Why are we dirty?
This is a lyric video. This isn't going to have it, right? I need the official music video. Oh, here's one. Raised on Country. Okay. Now, you wait. We're going to see a girl in this, and it's going to look just like Britt. All right? Get ready. Here we go, man. This is who you saw last night?
Yep.
Is it really a good idea, by the way, to show your music engineer asleep?
Got a little southern drawl in my talk.
A little, huh?
Little pickup truck on my highway.
Why is he asleep?
Little boots stomping my
This is a radio station.
Okay. AM radio, I don't think, plays music anymore, right? Where's the women, dude? Are they going to make us wait to the hook? Is his music video literally him in a radio station singing? Is this a woman? That's not Britt. Not Britt. Okay, this music video may not be the best.
No, this I don't think this man is very...
Oh, here comes some Brits. Here comes some Brits. Get ready, they're going to come in, all right? Well, there's no cowboy hats on here either. I was raised on country. I'm... And Oswald playing guitar. What is this music video is very hard to explain to our audio listeners. I don't I feel like it's actually easy to explain, but I'm looking at it and I can't seem to find the words to explain what's happening. Like, I guess the music is so rocking that it's blowing people like posters off the wall and shaking beer and. All right, let's look up noted country whore Luke Bryan. He's gonna have some Brits in his stuff.
Noted country whore,
dude. Do you disagree?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, all of his songs are about
this
banging.
Truck needs a half tank.
This is the exact same bar, by the way. Okay, we're getting to the Brit areas. This is gonna be it. There's gonna be about 30 Brits in this.
Needs three songs to play.
Okay, this might be racist, but. Does every one of these music videos need one black woman?
I think so.
Like, did you notice that in the last? Yeah. They had one, right? This song, by the way, is mostly about rape. I just want that to be done. He's like, it's Friday. Who's banging Luke Bryan tonight? You'll do. He points to Britt.
Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs. He needs it. He needs you to kiss him.
He needs to
kiss the Luke Bryan.
Kiss Luke Bryan!
Kiss him!
Or get out of my bar! Oh, that might have been a different black woman.
There's like three, man.
Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots.
I don't like the way he smiled at me when he said that. I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Knock some boots there.
Have you ever been in a club and someone's doing cartwheels on the dance floor, man?
I have not.
It's because you need to go Luke's Bryan Club, man.
Cheap drinks need a sling in.
Okay, I have yet to really see any Brit people, but that well, he looks like Natalie Portman. That girl's kind of pretty. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Tip bells need
J-Bar, save that for our private stream later, because the answer is yes, I'll tell you all about
that.
You two are not good at picking videos with girls. Listen.
We know nothing about country.
Yeah, and you dated one, so he picked you. How does that, what's that make you feel like? Okay? Get a cowboy hat, Britt. You'd look great. That's the whole point. I'm going to try this beer.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think I'm going to enjoy it? 10 being it's my favorite,
it's
1 being...
It's probably going to be like a 7 or an 8.
Really?
That's not bad.
Okay, man.
It just gets a little old after a while.
That's disgusting.
Really?
It's like a 4.
Really?
I'd give it a 4 or 5. It's not disgusting. It's fine.
Interesting.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like...
It's a little too sweet.
Oh, it gets worse the more
you know.
You know,
me, the liquor I like is the one that, like, burns as it goes down.
Gotcha.
You know, I want it to rip me up, you know? Why don't you play the video for that one song? You know, the one with trucks and painted on blue jeans and all that good stuff. Oh, wait, that's literally all of them. Dude, yesterday I made a bet with Chris because we were listening. I don't know if you know. You probably do because Britt loves country music. Okay, Chris likes country music. Carrie Underwood, the only songs she sings are about murder and men. Okay?
Yes.
Men who did her wrong.
Yep.
And she kills them or ruins their life or something. Okay?
Yep.
And she's got this song about cleaning shirts that have a lipstick and wine stain on it because her husband's been cheating.
Of course.
And one of the lines is, not enough Ajax in the world to get out that stain. Or do your dirty laundry, I think is what it is. Not enough Ajax in the world to clean your dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. And I told Chris, Ajax is a dish soap.
Yeah.
It is not a laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie Underwood. There's so many. First of all, I'm going on this diatribe and Chris could care less. Like, it started with, the man wants to be caught. If he's got a wine stain and lipstick on his shirt, he clearly wants to be caught. So what's Carrie Underwood doing at home that makes it him so desperate to, one, not only cheat, but get caught? Okay? She can't necessarily be blamed for the cheating, but he's throwing it in her face. If he's like, hey, lady, do my dirty laundry. Make sure the lipstick stain and wine stain is on top, by the way. Because I was telling Chris, like, if I got a lipstick stain on my shirt, you would never know.
Yeah.
Because it would be balled up in laundry. No one goes through shirt by shirt anymore. It isn't the 50s.
She
just
does that.
You just know she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
Well, I think you got a problem. I think she's checking for lipstick. Britt, I would like you to know any
she
lipstick you find
all
on his clothes, it will be
out,
mine.
Inside, or the right side out, because I'm a gorilla and take off my shirt and just throw it in.
That's what I do. And you know what I do? I gorilla ball it up and gorilla throw it into the dish, into the laundry machine.
I did too, man.
And then I gorilla ball it up and I throw it into the laundry basket when I'm done. And then we hang it up. That's how I do it. Anyway, the point is that the man clearly wants to be caught, and Chris didn't care about that logic either. And then I'm like, and, Carrie Underwood, the reason you can't get the stain out with Ajax is because it's a dish soap, not a laundry detergent. And Chris is like, no, man, it's a laundry detergent. And I'm like, we're going to Dylan's right now to get potatoes, because that's how we roll. We're going to go down the laundry aisle, and I bet they won't have Ajax in the laundry detergent. And guess what? I was right. There was Ajax, the dish soap. Not in the laundry detergent. So take that, Carrie Underwood. And then I got to thinking about the conspiracy, and again, I'm ranting to Chris about this, as she could care less about. Do you think that the reason she chose a dish soap instead of a laundry detergent is because if she was like, there's not enough Tide to get that stain out, Tide would get all mad, and she would lose an opportunity in the future of having her song played in the Tide ad or being a spokesman for Tide?
So she just doesn't care about Ajax then?
Well, Ajax is a dish soap, so people, you know, they would just be like, oh, dish soaps, of course it's not going to get the stain out, stupid Carrie Underwood, that's probably why your husband's out there getting cheated on, you know?
Probably.
Like, do you think, like that might be a conspiracy, but, you know.
Or, yeah, she didn't get the rights to use Tide in her song.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she needs rights, right?
You need rights?
I don't think you need rights.
I feel like you
You
might
think
need
Tech
rights.
9 pays for rights to say things? No. They just say it.
Maybe.
And then they hope to get one for free. But I mean, if the thing is like there's not enough Tide in the world to clean your dirty laundry, I feel like Tide would be like, listen, Tide can get out anything, even your cheating husband's wine stains. And I think they'd take offense, and so, like, I think that's what it is.
And that's real dumb to use a soap that's not meant to get stains on clothes.
Right.
That's real dumb.
That's real dumb.
She didn't do her homework. Unless she is just using. Do you think she does her own laundry?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain she doesn't write her own songs.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think Dirty Laundry is written by Carrie Underwood?
I don't know.
Dirty Laundry, Carrie Underwood. Is there a Wikipedia for this? Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Nope. Up, you dingus. On the right. Songwriters. Zach Crowell, Ashley Gourley,
and Hillary Lindsay. Yep. So, yeah, she didn't even write her own song.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Using Ajax as a punchline is also more common here in the South, worth a mention. Like, you'll sleep with her, you'll catch something Ajax won't wash off. It's a thing.
So this is so country
that
we don't even understand.
There's like nuances of deep South here. That's actually impressive. Now I'm impressed by Carrie Underwood.
I'm impressed by the songwriters.
Well, that's fair. But still, the songwriters, dude, that's like some deep meta stuff, man.
I didn't even know that.
Well, it's because she's not from the South. Mm-hmm. She's from Kansas. You know what we are? Literally nothing. We're insignificant. We don't have any culture whatsoever. We got to glob onto everyone else's, and clearly we do it wrong.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you, J-Bar. Wow. You are the chatter of the day. Okay. That's a chatter of the day jingle.
Hey, Britt. You know Oklahoma's south of here, right?
Yeah, it's south. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think everything south of Tulsa is the south. Oklahoma's not Kansas. I mean, we're in the Midwest, not the South.
Yeah.
You don't get to the South till you start seeing that red dirt.
Red dirt?
Red dirt.
Yeah, Britt said something about red dirt country.
Yeah, that's a genre.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why are there subgenres?
Oh, there's so many subgenres of, first of all, everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. But.
I was saying that literally as I'm saying that, I'm thinking in my head. There's 5,000 subgenres to my genre.
Yes, there's 5,000 subgenres.
We don't even have a general genre, because it's not metal.
It's new metal.
I don't think that's it either.
Well, technically, your genre is rock. If I went to iTunes and I wanted to see, I would click rock.
Yeah, probably.
But that's mostly, I think, because rock music doesn't really exist anymore, so they kind of just bundled everything that has an electric guitar into rock.
Country's got electric guitars.
Not
man.
The same. They got banjos too.
They do. Right,
electric guitar, no banjo, rock music. New metal is like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Slipknot.
I think it's BIZKIT. Bizkit, right? Like a biz, like dot biz, and then a kit, like a drum set. Bizkit. Limp Bizkit. I believe is what it is.
I always called them Bizkit.
I always never listened.
Limp Bizkit's got like two good songs.
Okay, man. I'll take your word on that. All right. What do you mean, thanks, Google? I called that, J-Bar. All right. You got the Ajax. I got the Bizkit. Together, we're going to build one horrifically poisonous pastry. Eat this Ajax-filled biscuit. Thank you. All right, man. So what were we talking about?
How's the beer?
It's okay. I'm drinking it.
Yeah?
I'll drink it. Is that the Wu-Tang Clan symbol?
No, it's Tech N9ne symbol.
Why does it look like the Wu-Tang Clan symbol?
Because he probably stole something similar to it, yeah. It's actually the Strange Music symbol, which I believe is his label.
Okay.
Which cool. He made, because no one would sign him.
I mean, he's a mogul, right? Isn't he like a Kansas City mogul? I mean, you gotta respect...
You remember Hobson?
I do remember Hobson.
Yeah.
What, did he die, or...?
No, Tech N9ne, like, and him are, like...
Oh, they're together?
Ish.
Okay.
Ish.
Tech N9ne has got to be a horrible person. Why? Because no one has been as almost famous as him for as long as he's been.
He's famous.
He's almost famous.
Like, he's had T-Pain and fucking Lil Wayne
you,
in him.
If you had enough money, you could get T-Pain. Okay? T-Pain ain't gonna be like, listen, I don't know who you are, Colby. Wait, how much money? Okay, I'll come over there and be like, shorty, all day long on your song, okay? I don't care.
I agree with J-Bar, though. Hobson was really good to start out with.
What do you mean he got corny? What was he like?
His rap's just weird. Though.
Not enough women humping or whatever.
I think he tries too hard to make a story out of what he's saying.
Okay.
And doesn't really rhyme all that well. And he kind of pushes rhyming schemes.
But rhyming's overrated, isn't it?
According to Tony P, yeah. Doesn't have to rhyme, man.
Just has to flow, right?
Why
you gotta put him on blast like that, man? Why you gotta do that?
Because he's the idiot who thought he could have a rap career.
Okay, Acid gave us a link like a million years ago. Let me click this. Okay. Oh, I think we've played this on the show before. why country music was awful in 2013. A bunch of dudes sang about trucks. Hey, there he is.
That's my truck.
Talking about trucks.
All right, you know what? They start defaming my man Blake Shelton. I'm out. Okay? I love Blake Shelton. All right, I'm not going to have it on my show.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Okay, there are like three people I want to party with, and Blake Shelton is one of them.
Why?
Dude, he's got to be fun, dude.
Fun?
Yeah, dude, he's got to be fun. I would love to party with Blake Shelton.
Weird.
It's not weird.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Blake Shelton, dude, he's so great. You can unsub all you want. First of all, you're not subbed. Second of all, Blake Shelton, I will stand by. Blake Shelton's not good anymore. Listen, Chewed a Back of Spit is one of the best written songs of all time. Okay? If you don't like and you can't sit back and turn your brain off and appreciate what is the Transformers of music, Chewed a Back of Chewed a Back of Spit, I don't know if I can hang out with you. Okay? I love Blake Shelton. I want to hang out with him. I feel like he'd be great at parties.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, dude. If you could somehow hook me up with Blake Shelton, I'd love that. Someone get this clip to Blake Shelton. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Also, I don't like Miranda Lambert, and I feel like that's going to give me points. Because she's just the poor man's Carrie Underwood. Write it down. Sunglasses came out, I see.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you've literally been sitting there for 20 minutes. How
it's bright. I keep looking at myself, and my eyes are squinted.
Is that different than other weeks?
No.
I guarantee you right now your eyes are squinting under those sunglasses. You just can't see them now because...
That's the point.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I shaved.
I see that you shaved.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up. You
shaved.
Why?
Because I can't grow a beard.
You give up?
Yep.
Sad, man.
Yep. I gave up.
Did Britt factor into that at all? Or?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Because she wants you to have a beard, right?
Well, yeah.
Does she believe in you?
I want to have a beard. She wants me to have what I want, but...
Oh, okay.
I told her originally, like, 2-3 months ago, whenever I started growing it and just not touching it, that don't let me shave it. Regardless of anything I say, don't let me shave it.
Okay.
And then I think it was Friday night. Yeah, it was Friday night. I was like, I'm going to shave my beard.
And she's like, okay.
She's like, I just want to remind you that you told me to not let you do that. And I was like, I did. She's like, yeah. You were like, if it gets too itchy or annoying, don't let you shave it.
Well, you didn't say ugly, though.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I was like, well, it's not itchy or annoying. It's just, it looks stupid.
Yeah, it looks like I fell out of a trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you look fine, man. You look dead inside right now, though.
Yeah.
Are you sad about your beard?
I'm super sad,
man. It looks like you were sad.
I woke up, and then I realized what I did after I was a little intoxicated, and then...
Yeah, I mean...
like, damn it.
It's hard to say that you made the wrong decision, but I don't necessarily know if it was the right decision either.
It was the right decision.
I don't know, man. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't think you really look better or worse, regardless of whether the beard is just longer or shorter.
That's because it's not a beard. It's a fucking gorilla mask. If it was a beard, there would be a difference, but there's not. It's just like somebody sprinkled glue on my face,
God,
and then
dude.
Just blew up a load of pubes on my... Got stuck.
How do they blow pubes on you? Like a
t-shirt cannon.
Oh, my God. Hey, yeah. Tattoo, what's up, man? Yeah. I don't know, dude.
It just won't go right here.
Or here. Yeah.
Or here.
There's literally right no hair there, dude.
Yeah, no.
There's none.
Nope.
I shaved this morning, man.
I'm going to get Rogaine.
Don't do it.
I'm doing
why?
Because.
Just why don't you just figure out a hairstyle that looks good for you without a beard? There are plenty of sexy men out there without beards.
It's true. It's true. But,
yeah.
Okay, so I used to have a very chiseled jawline. But now...
When it fell off?
Yeah, no, now I'm drinking, and so now this is getting a little fat. All up here is getting a little fat.
Well, you know,
fat.
The fatter you get, the more important it is for you to have a beard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You don't want to look like this.
Because I'm not going to start drinking, or I'm not going to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So I have to find an alternative to my disappearing jaw.
How about this? Lose weight.
Hmm? I've been trying, but I can't do it when I don't drink.
Oh, my God, dude. What if you stop drinking at night?
That's the only time I drink.
That's the worst time to drink.
I know.
You got a day drink and stop at like 5 o'clock.
That's idiotic.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, I agree, J-Bar. I think he looks fine the way he does. But he looks in the mirror and he's got this beard, this body beard dysmorphia. And he, like, he thinks he looks hideous. What you need to do, I'm going to print out a picture of me. And you just put it on your mirror. And so when you look at it, you go, at least I'm not that.
Oh, I got your photo with you in the foot.
Yeah,
I don't
see, just put that in your bedroom. All you got to do is be like, this man goes live every day to strangers on the internet who see this. And he's still walking around. I can walk around.
I'm walking around.
Well, I know, but you're also depressed about it.
Oh, like you're not depressed.
Well, that's beside the point.
No, it's not.
Because
this
look
is the
at
entire
this.
Point.
Look at this.
The entire point.
Give him the banana. Dude, he longs for the banana. Like that, man? You like it, you see?
It's a great picture. You look like a baby chimp.
Thanks, man. That's a good compliment. I'll take that.
Like a fat baby chimp.
Chimps are cute, dude. I'm fine with that. Okay, I'm fine with it.
It looked like a mix of, like they took the CGI they did for the Cats movie that's coming out. Just threw your face on a chimp body and then color corrected it to make it look like human skin. And then that's what you got.
You know, at least you said I had human skin. So I'll take what I can get when I can get it, okay? I'll take what I can get when I can get it.
All right, man.
It's fine. So let's talk about it, man. Yeehaw Fest! Yeehaw!
Okay.
So I texted you last night at 9 and I asked how drunk you were because I was under the impression that you were going, because all you talk about it on the show, beach day,
yep.
Saturday. I was under the impression because Britt likes the beach. Yep. I thought she did, at mm-hmm. least. Your influence of lethargy is going off onto Britt now.
Oh,
big hard. Time. She used to be a nice girl who wore cowboy hats and went outside and now she just sits in bed. Regardless, you didn't go to beach day.
Nope.
Because I texted you at 9 and you said we just got here.
Yep.
So what's that about?
So, let's see. Friday night.
Uh-huh. This is the night before, yeah.
Right. What do we do? I had a work event and then we went out to eat.
How many work events do you and Britt go to every week?
Like, with our new jobs, man, there's a lot.
Why?
Because work. Because normal jobs.
No! I had normal jobs for years. I rarely went to a work event outside of work.
Maybe they just all line up.
All right, man.
I don't know. Both businesses are trying to push themselves, so they're trying to do other things that are creative other
so
than
they're like,
a business.
So they're like, we're working our employees really hard right now because we're trying to grow, so let's make them spend more time with us?
Yeah, but I mean, the time gets equal out.
Hey, J-Bar. Thank you.
Like, if you work the event, you take off some
Thank
time
you for
of
the
normal 8-to-5 job. Anywho. So, we do that, we go eat, we come home.
Curse you, J-Bar.
That's about...
What'd you eat?
The Hill.
Oh, that's like a fancy place, isn't it?
Ish.
It's over there in
it
fancy
It was actually
town.
Cheap.
Was it?
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
Steak. Kobe sliders.
You ever tried chicken?
I hate chicken. I mean, I eat chicken basically every day.
Okay. Okay.
It's my lunch.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Anyway, so you ate, went home.
Kobe beef sliders, man. Each uh-huh. slider had its own different taste. It
oh,
was so good.
Wow, yeah.
One was like a barbecue.
Ooh.
Onion.
Wow.
Burger. One was a bacon and like blue cheese aioli. One was like some garlic burger. They were all really good.
Okay.
Anywho, we get home 8:30 or 9-ish probably around
okay.
there. And then
why you eat so late? Do you normally eat that late for dinner? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Just cause
it's a work event. Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah. So I turn on The Dark Knight.
Okay.
We already had started watching Batman Begins. when we were in Kansas City for a hot minute. And I was okay. Like, I want to rewatch this fucking movie. So I turned on The Dark Knight because fuck the rest of Batman Begins. It's like, eh.
Okay.
Dark Knight. By far, golden movie, all time.
Yes,
favorite.
You did say last that. Week that if you were pick on a desert island, time. That's a movie you'd pick.
Yeah, and also based off of that, yes, that's why I also watched this movie.
Right, okay.
I saw this YouTube clip, and it played a clip of the movie, and I just wanted to watch the movie.
Okay.
So we watched that one. It got done probably like 11:30.
Okay. Not that late.
Not that late. And then we decided to play the third one.
Okay. That movie's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
It's very long.
I'm literally like... watching this movie.
Like falling asleep.
Also, one of my eyes falls asleep quicker than the other.
That, what are you talking about?
My left eye gets more tired than the right one. I literally look like this watching a movie. I don't know. I got a lazy eye. It's coming in. Anywho, so yeah, that gets done at like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure at that point in time Britt was like, let's not go to beach day. Or at least let's not get up at noon and go.
Why?
Cause she's tired, she wants to sleep in. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but noon is sleeping in.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
We slept until 1.
You could still go to the beach. 1 is a very long time
slept
from 9.
Slept until 1, went to get breakfast.
So you did your routine. You woke up, you went and got brunch, you came back, you took a nap, you woke up, you went to dinner, you came back, you started recovering from your meal, pregame, then 9 o'clock, you're out at the lake.
Ish, pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Your weekends are so predictable, man.
Yeah. So we get there.
Uh-huh.
There was 4 bands that played today. We got there in the middle of the second to last.
Okay.
And,
Jake Owens. Is that his name?
No.
Okay. Chad Berman.
Something Lynch.
Chet Lynch.
No, I think it was a J name.
Justin Lynch.
I don't know.
Jared Lynch.
I don't know.
Jason Lynch.
I don't know.
Jerky Lynch.
That one.
Okay.
So Britt gets a margarita.
Okay.
Dustin Lynch. You were pretty close with the Justin.
Dude, there's only so many
I paused
names.
On that one, and I was like, yeah, that one's close.
You know how you have hip-hop names, generators, you know? They have country names, but it's just a bunch of white people names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't take that much. Hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing, dude? Good to see you. Javid Lynch. Dustin Lynch, okay.
Britt gets a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
I get 2 Bud Lights.
Okay.
Because they didn't have Miller.
Are they in bottles, or are they in a cup?
They're in cans.
Okay. 16 ounce tall Mm-mm. boys, 12 no, ounce.
12 ounce cans.
How much?
$6.
What?
Yeah, man.
It was also for 2 ounces.
It was $30 per ticket. It was $30 to park there. And then, yeah, $6 for a beer. Britt's, I think Britt's drink was $10.
Well, she probably got the better deal, though.
Oh, definitely.
The margarita's better than a Bud Light. It's only $4
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay,
all right, Sam. Thanks for stopping in, man. It's good to see you. I'll see you around.
I'm double-fisting Bud Lights.
Right.
We fight the group of people that went, that we know.
Okay, and did they go to beach day?
Yes.
Okay.
They have been there all 3 days.
Oh, wow. Because
this is just not one day concert. This
right.
is Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Her family, Taylor.
Uh-huh. I remember Taylor.
Her family buys, like, 3 campsites. Spends the whole 3 days there.
Okay.
Sets up a dance floor.
Okay.
Like, I'm talking like...
Sounds awesome.
50 foot by 50 foot dance floor. Like,
this sounds
it's
way
huge.
Better than staying at home and watching The Dark Knight.
Mm. Definitely not. So they have a trailer. Like a small trailer, just a okay. flatbed trailer that they set their DJ booth up on. Then in front of that is like a 3x8 light box.
Dude,
stage.
I'm going with them next year.
You can come.
I'm not going with you. I'm going with them.
I mean, we're going with them next year.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Assuming.
Yeah, you. Yeah, but you'll actually stay.
She
in
wants
bed.
To do it right, man.
No, she doesn't. She's the one who said I don't want to do it.
Well, that's because I made her stay up till 3 a.m.
Well, you're gonna do not gonna do that next year. You're not gonna be like, oh, Batman's been scratching my nuts the last 48 hours. We better watch it tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah, you definitely will.
I might.
You definitely will.
Anywho, okay, so stage, light box, there are, like, LED lights surrounding their camp floor, dance floor thing. They got lights hanging in trees.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, at big old speakers. They're just playing music after the concert got done.
You still believe 96% of people are there for the concert?
No.
Can you say that I was right?
A 99% of who went was at the concert.
That's not why they're there.
But I don't think that's why they're there, no.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Like, that's not why they were there. Right. They were like, ooh, we get a concert, but really, we're partying in the fucking woods.
That's what I said, man. Did I not say that?
I didn't know the scale, okay? Until I went, did not know the scale.
Look, I used to live in Manhattan, Kansas, okay? If you're from this area, you probably have heard of Country Stampede. It is what you went to, the damn music fest.
Right.
It's what the damn music fest Wichita ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It's a lower budget version of the Country Stampede. The Country Stampede is called the Country Stampede because a bunch of hayseeds stand outside the gates to Tuttle Creek Lake instead of El Dorado Lake, and they open the gates and they all storm it. They stampede in. That's how the event starts.
Okay.
And then it's just a bunch of hayseeds drinking. Like, one of my favorite things to do during Country Stampede was get on Instagram and go to locations for Tuttle Creek Lake and just see photos of bro dogs passed out in lakes. Like, I saw a man once who was laying in a mud pit covered in tampons and pads because he passed out and they thought it would be funny to throw them on him. And he's just laying in the dirt in the middle of the day covered in sanitary napkins. That's the type of thing it is. And so I'm like, even if it's not as crazy as that, it's going to be at least 70% that speed. That's what you're going to. And I know for a fact that 100% of people that go to Country Stampede don't care at all about the music. They're going so they can throw tampons on their buddy. That's the only reason they're going. Because that's the only reason I'd go. That sounds great.
One of the first things we saw when we walked in, when we got into the event, was some dude laying face down on the ground past the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah, they drink a lot. It's fun. It's a fun time.
But, like, face down.
I mean, what are they going to do? Flip him over? I'm touching him.
Why would he go face down?
Well, he probably can't control which way he passes out.
You can't roll?
He probably doesn't know. He might be dead.
He might be.
What's the chances that he was dead?
60%.
There you go. Did you stop to check? No one's going to stop to check. He died, party foul. You know? Be haunted by that in the afterlife.
Anywho, so we get there.
Yeah.
I have two beers. I drink both of those beers probably in like 4 minutes.
Okay.
Then I go get two more.
Okay.
Probably chug those in about 8 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm six beers deep about 30 minutes into this concert of us being there. Like, in just a row.
Right.
So that caught up real quick. So then I slowed down. I was feeling good.
That's sad.
I was feeling good, man.
Should have kept going, man.
Except this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, your vape?
I'm gonna blow this up.
What's wrong with it? This is your brand new vape. Yeah, you've only had it like 2 weeks.
Fucking new. This thing was charging until 1 p.m. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It died at like 11.
When are you going to get a regular vape?
Not gonna do it.
Why not, dude?
Never gonna do
just
it.
Just go do it.
No.
Everyone has them.
I don't want one.
Why?
Because it's too big.
But it works.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does!
No, this works.
It no,
just
it doesn't.
Doesn't charge.
That's what working means.
My other one worked fine.
Well, then why'd you get rid of it?
Because it got clogged.
So it didn't work fine.
Correct.
Okay, so what are you saying?
All of the vapes take, maintenance to them.
Yes, that's true.
I'm not going to put maintenance into this piece of shit. I'm definitely not going to put it into the big-ass motherfucker.
So you just got to buy a new one every 2 weeks?
Not 2 weeks, but yeah.
Every month.
Not every month.
Every month. You've only had that.
I bought the same one I had, but they stopped selling it because their manufacturer wasn't on their, e-cig wholesale website that they use.
If you wake up at 1 o'clock and it doesn't last for 12 hours.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
It's time to get a new one.
Yeah.
Okay? It's been less than a month you've owned that.
Yep.
So every second payday, you just got to go buy a new one.
I'm just going to fix my old one.
Your gunked one? Aren't those like $10?
What?
Those old vape pens? Aren't they like $10?
Yeah.
You've had three vapes in your life. You had the little cigarette-looking ones that you lost everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the white one that was in your pocket charge or going off when you were at work or whatever. And so you got the slim one, but now this one doesn't hold a charge.
Right.
Okay.
So that pissed me off, but then Taylor saved the day by having a power pack with the cord I needed, so I charged it. drinking a beer waiting for that, watching all these fucking...
Right, watching...
There was one
half
chick...
Half the time, dude.
...who was a little bit larger.
Okay.
Who got up on that stage and just shook her ass, just twerked, butt towards the crowd...
Good for her, dude.
...for like an hour.
Wow, stamina, dude.
Yeah, no, she'd get down every once in a while and like talk to her friend, but then right back up doing it again.
On like the main stage?
The main stage.
Legendary, dude.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah, but the concerts were fine.
Can I look up this stuff on... I wonder if I can do it, if I could search by place on the website.
I don't know.
Because I used to do this all the time for Country Stampede, and it was so much fun. Let me see if I could search here. It was El Dorado Lake, right? Is that two words? El Dorado?
Yes.
State Lake. Right here. Let's see. Let's see if we can find it. Okay. So, those are the top photos. Are these top or are these? Yeah, here we go. Recent posts. Here we go, dude. So, this is where you were, right?
Yep.
So, I just like scrolling through like this right here, man. That's me next year. Get ready.
Let's go.
That's me. Right there. This girl, not old enough to be there. This girl right here had her life forever changed if she ran into this man. She will never be the same.
Not the main stage, like the stage.
Was this the girl twerking?
No.
Okay, just checking. I just hope I see you in background of one of these photos. That's gonna be my goal here.
We weren't there long enough.
Did you see these? See, this is what you missed out on, dude. This is 17 hours ago.
I'm good.
You don't want to hang out with that dude. That looks great.
I'm very good.
This is why I don't go, by the way, with Britt, because I'm so uncomfortable. This is me in the hat with my shirt still on. Mm-hmm. Not happening. You missed the dog, dude. Hey, look, here's Pinella and family. Oh wait, that's just a bunch of idiots who look like him. Never mind. Look at this girl. How does she have time to come if she's too busy at the gym constantly? I hate people who are fit. You know, like what are they doing,
dude? I want that life.
Look at this girl! That's gotta be jeans, right?
Yeah, I think.
No matter how hard you or I worked out, we would never look that good. Because this guy right here, he looks pretty good, but standing next to her, he looks like a sloppy piece of garbage. This man has his phone in the water. He has more guts than I'll ever have, man.
Yeah, you know new phones are waterproof, right?
No, dude, I don't trust it.
I don't either. Britt said the same shit. I said the same shit you just said.
I take my phone, I take my watch into the water, and I'm nervous every time. But yeah, Chris has the iPhone 10, and she says it's waterproof. I told her, and she's like, I'm not going to risk it.
Pretty sure I don't have
to. I'm honestly more scared of dropping it and it going away than I am about it being waterproof. Because you drop your phone in the water. I don't know if you've ever been to a lake in Kansas, but if it goes more than 1 millimeter under the surface, it is gone. You will never see it. It is opaque, that water. What happened over there?
I spilled some beer. Just like a couple drops,
okay.
But it was almost.
You need to lick it up?
Good.
Like a dog? Okay. Just checking, man. Just checking. Okay, so you were there, lady twerking. Any other highlights?
No.
You text me. Let me read your text. Because honestly, you text me this while I was asleep.
And again, I forgot what I saw mainly. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to refresh.
I saw two separate pairs of females.
Okay, so I text you and asked where you were, and then you text me. This is at 9:40 p.m. So I'm already in bed at this point. I just saw two separate pairs of girls grinding on each other. Country people are crazy. That was the first text you sent.
Like, I looked over here, saw one pair.
Uh-huh.
I looked over here, saw another pair.
Yeah. That sounds
great.
Same
time.
This is why I'm going next year. Okay?
It wasn't that great. They were... All the chicks who do that, larger. On the larger side.
I don't fat shame, dude.
That's fine.
I'm into it all.
Just not into it.
Okay, I'm into it all.
No.
I'm into it all. Second one, okay, 10:55 p.m., you just messaged, I want to die. Yeah.
You ever like, go to click send, but then you click the what iMessage recommends for
no,
you
I
to
have that
next?
Turned off. I don't have that on.
See, I should turn that off.
Yeah. So you just text, I want to die? Is that what you meant? Why did you want to die? At 11
I think
p.m.
I was getting drunk. Well, this motherfucker. Okay, so the David Lynch guy.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Okay,
I liked him.
Okay,
the Chris Young guy.
Not good.
He was just all real slow. Every single fucking song.
Dude, they're all ballads.
Is real slow love bullshit.
Okay. Yeah.
And like the only song that he had was that Raised on Country. Okay. That's about as hard as he went.
Okay.
And that song sucks.
That song's not that great.
That
yet.
Song.
Music video also atrocious
ass.
For the record. He's no Blake Shelton.
So yeah, I was getting a little bored when he was on, and he went forever.
Were you standing there watching?
Yes.
Why didn't you leave?
I did for a little bit.
And Britt stayed?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do? You just
I
walk
was like,
off?
I need to pee. And I went and peed and then just sat on the ground against a chain link fence for a little bit because my legs were killing me. And then I came back.
That is so sad, man.
It was fun people watching, but.
And then the next thing you text me was, there is a song, Save Water, Drink Beer.
Yep.
And that was the end of the text for the night.
Yep.
So did you. Are you just
Chris Young guy.
Are you just amazed that there's a song called Save Water, Drink Beer?
That's just so dumb. It's like, really?
There's beer. There's water in beer.
You're going to steal the fucking Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. You're going to steal that. And
save some water, drink some beer.
With water in it. Beer's just hops. That's all it is.
I cracked open my beer and there was literally just a piece of corn in here. I mean, yeah, it's pretty stupid, so.
It was so dumb. Yeah, I was not a big fan of the Chris Young guy.
Well, he was the headliner, right? He closed the festival. Well, I think I do want to go next year. I'll tell you why. One, actually, there's really only one reason. Besides the fact that I want to just watch the people. That's better to me than anything else that could happen.
Yeah.
Just watching that. And then twice, second reason, Country Stampede blew it. They're dead.
What?
So this year, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but Kansas had, like, record flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'd been to Tuttle Creek Lake. So at one point, I don't remember the exact numbers, but, like, the lake can hold, like, 1,183 feet of water. So at 1,184 feet of water, the lake starts to run over the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you remember, like, when we drove across it. You go across the big dam, and then there's a little patch of dirt, and then there's a smaller secondary dam. That's the spillway. So the lake was 1 foot from flooding over that part of the road,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy to think about, okay? So because they didn't know if they were going to have to open that spillway, which they've only done once in the entire history of the dam in 1993, and what it does is it floods the entire east side of Manhattan. Like, they have to set up shelters and evacuate mandatory because there's feet and feet of water just in that spillway if the lake gets too high. So because of that, and luckily it never happened. It only made it like 18 inches away, and then it didn't rain again when they thought it would. So, like, God was like, don't you ever make me mad again. You know, it's a little threat. Luckily it didn't happen.
It'll just happen next year.
But because it didn't happen, or because it could have happened, Country Stampede didn't have their festival at Tuttle Creek Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is they moved it to Topeka. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know Topeka, imagine Iraq in 2004, Saddam Hussein's palace. That's kind of what Topeka's like.
Okay.
It's the worst.
It's not great.
It is. It's the worst. Where's a place that's worse? It's like the Detroit of Kansas. Except it makes nothing. You know, at least Detroit had M&M. You know? At least it has Ford Motor Company. Topeka has a Ramada Inn. Okay? That's what you get in Topeka. So they moved to Topeka. Now, you'll know from going to Damn Music Fest that 90% of the reason that people go to Damn Music Fest is so you can sit on the beach, drink beer, and be country.
Mm-hmm.
There is no beach at all in Topeka. They literally just, like, sat in a field for their concert. So they literally made it about the music, and people were mad. Okay, but they really couldn't do anything because they couldn't have the festival, and then Eric Church drowns when the lake flows over the top of the dam. Okay, yeah. I understand that. But they decided after the fact that they're just going to change the name to the Heartland Music Festival, and they're only going to have it in Topeka from now on at that same place.
Oh, really?
So Country Stampede is dead.
Wow.
So Damn Music Festival is now going to be the next Country Stampede. So if you think this year was crazy, next year gonna be even more insane. Because all those crazy people, like, people traveled from, like, J-Bar's land of Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama and all those places to come to Manhattan, Kansas for Country Stampede. And now they're gonna be coming up damn music festival. Great. And me and you gonna have a sideline seat.
Google that Tuttle Creek flooding, because there's a picture I saw, and it blew my fucking mind.
Tuttle Creek flooding. Which one do you want to see?
Like, the one with the fucking bridge tower thing.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's one. No, that's a bad picture. I know what you're talking about. Here's one. Yeah, see, this is what it looked like.
Like, there is so much. What's that one? Four over. Up.
This one?
No, four. There you go.
Yeah. This is March. This is April. So less than a month, it went up to here. And this is the spillway road I was talking about. So at 2,183 feet or whatever, it runs over the top of this road and floods. And on the other side of this dam is Tuttle Creek State Park, where Country Stampede was. Let me see if I can see. I'm trying to find like just a regular picture of it, you know.
Well, maybe
I probably just got to get rid of flood. It's the literal same pictures came up. It's the literal same. Yeah, here's a picture of it normally. Like, this is what it kind of looked like when I lived there. Like, you could see the base of this building.
Yeah.
And then this is what it looked like this year. Like,
that is so much.
And this lake's huge. Like, I can't tell you, this lake is like, it's like 40 miles long. So to get that much water in it explains how much water there was that fell in that area of the state, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, no, it's just going to, it's
yeah, you're probably right. It's going to happen next year too. So it's just going to happen every year, you know, until we die.
Yeah, it's, you know, climate change.
It's fine. What are you going to do, man? We're just going to suck it up and die. It's cool. Are you ready? I mean, are you excited about living here?
No.
Yeah, so let it rain down.
Yeah, flood this whole place.
It's actually weird how it hasn't rained here in like 2 weeks.
Done, man. We're in the dry month.
Stupid.
It's a dry night.
I don't understand the weather, man.
I don't either.
I don't understand how it works. Well, Yeehaw Fest, I'm glad you went, man. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Super
great. Did Brett have a good time?
I'm assuming so.
You didn't ask?
I don't really know. She seemed to be having a great time during the concerts.
Okay, well, that's what matters, man. You want her to have a good time. That's why you went.
Very true.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah, you want to talk about some other stuff?
Yeah, man, let's get it.
Okay.
Let's get it. How did I spill so much on my shirt?
I don't know, dude.
Well, that's just the underneath.
That's just condensation.
At the bottom.
Yeah. So Christopher Nolan's new movie, Tenet, is now spelled and stylized as Tenet, where the last E and T are upside down. That's how he wants people to spell it on the internet. So it's like the same, like if you flip it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like put it up to a mirror.
You know, it would be the same, well, minus the E's, I guess.
Yeah, the E's, man. Yeah.
Maybe don't name it Tenet.
You know, it's the E's. And so, there's also this clip of Tenet of the cars driving backwards. What do you think, man? Are you ready for some more Inception-style stuff?
I mean, one car's driving straight.
That's probably Leo DiCaprio's car, right? The rest of them driving backwards.
Interesting.
Yeah. What you think, man? I don't know. I'm so mad about Dunkirk, to be honest, but like, I'm ready for some more crazy Inception-style stuff, dude.
That was love letter to Britain, man. Just move, just let it go.
It sucked, though. Okay? It's not a good movie. It's terrible. I'm pretty hyped. If they make another Inception, dude, you hyped?
Yeah. Why are we dropping frames?
I don't know, dude. Probably Chris is out there downloading Bang Brothers or something. I'm not going to question it. Okay, just let the frames drop. No one's watching.
Okay.
Britt, by the way, said don't let him lie to you. He hated every moment of last night.
I didn't hate every moment.
Did you get anything afterwards? Did you get anything before? Dude. Blink twice if you need help. Okay? Like, but honestly, you know what? I still think I'm on Brit's side because you forced her to watch Batman till 3 a.m. So
I didn't force shit.
You forced her to watch it.
No.
She doesn't want to watch Batman.
She definitely does.
She does not.
She loves the second one. She loves the third one more, though.
Does that disgust you?
Yes, it does.
You know she only likes the third one more because Tom Hardy's in it.
Yeah, she didn't even know that was Tom Hardy the first time she saw it.
Sure. That's what she tells you. She's over there, you know.
Dude, he got fat for that movie.
He's not fat.
He got fat for that movie.
He's not fat, dude. He's cultivating mass.
That's true.
Yeah, he's not fat.
That's what I'm doing.
No, you're getting a beer belly.
It's evident. Yeah.
You got that dad bod, dude. There's nothing wrong with a dad bod.
I'm gonna flip your fucking desk. I don't want it.
What do you mean? Would you prefer fatherly figure?
No, I don't want that either. I'm not a dad nor a father, so I can't have.
But you will be one day.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
Well, I mean, then. Just because you're waiting till the absolute last moment to become a father, you're at the age where most people are father and you have the dad bod.
No.
What do you mean no? You can't say no?
No.
Did I have a, was I a father at 26?
Yeah, but not by choice.
That's beside the point. Was I or was I not a father? This day 10 years ago. Because it's my kid's birthday, and 2 hours I gotta go to his party. Or they're throwing paint on each other or something.
Throwing paint?
I don't know what they're doing, man. I'm doing something with paint.
So where's it at?
At her house. You wanna come?
No.
You sure, man? He'd love to see you.
Hard pass.
You sure, man?
Hard pass.
You sure, man? It'd be a lot of fun.
I gotta go drum.
Do you? You gotta?
Gotta.
Okay. Well, invitation's open for you if you want to come, man.
I'm good. I'm good. I need to get him something, though.
You don't need to give him anything. You just give him cash so I can steal it, and you'll never know.
No.
I'm going to tell him on his ATA. By the way, Colby got you cash on your 10th birthday, and I stole it.
Christ.
That's what parents do. You ever wonder if your parents ever stole presents from you?
Not until now.
They could have, though, and you would never know.
That's true. I don't think they did, but...
Would they tell you if they did?
I mean, maybe not. Oh, there was this one time.
Yeah, see, now you're thinking about it.
No, there was this one time, apparently, I learned this when I went to Vegas with them.
Okay.
That they went down into my basement and tried to find my weed once so they could smoke it.
Okay.
That blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, see? That sounds
blew
like,
my mind!
That sounds like some parents who might just steal a couple dollars from you, you know, if you weren't looking. You know, like some random aunt who's never got you a present before gives you a present. Like
a random aunt?
You're not going to expect that, you know? Hey, that's free money for them.
Sure.
Sure, he says. Oh, God. Well, anyway, I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, Christopher Nolan. I'm hyped, dude.
Are you hyped?
Okay, I got trailers to watch. We got another one for this Will Smith Gemini Man.
It looks stupid.
We got one for this new Taika Waititi movie.
Looks dumb.
We got Rocko's Modern Life.
What?
Which I would really like to talk about. That and Invader Zim. Why are these movies coming back on Netflix?
I don't know. To hit the people in my age range.
Did you watch Rocko's Modern Life?
No, I hated it.
I never watched it either. I don't.
That one and Ren and Stimpy freaked me out.
Don't you feel like these things, and Menace is saying woo. Like, hey, what's up, April? How you doing, Matt? Thank you for the 100 bits. Appreciate that. Oh, you're meeting Blair's teacher? Have fun. Have fun. I would give you advice, but I don't have any. But Menace is like, ooh, Rocko. Exciting. Do you feel like these things are better left in our memories?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to watch this trailer, and I feel like it's not going to be good, right? Have you seen this? You want to watch it?
Fuck. No, I have not seen it, and not particularly.
Okay, we won't watch it then.
I mean, I don't care. Let's see how weird it is. It's a minute. It's not going to fill all that much time.
We were floating around the universe for the past 20 years. Ooh, we're passing Earth again.
Push the button!
We're home!
I don't think we're in the 90s anymore.
I just got the new OFO 9.
10?
It's so realistic.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century. I'm going to find some episodes of the Fatheads.
That's been off the air for years.
This show is all I have.
We're going on an epic quest to find the great Ralph Bighead.
Let's go.
What are we watching?
Rousey!
Why don't you go back to the 90s where you belong?
Yeah!
Oh, that wind came out of the wrong end.
Pass.
I'll admit that is a pretty good concept.
Is it? Because I feel like I could have predicted that concept.
Well,
but I feel like the writers got in a room and like, all right, Netflix gave us $20 million to remake Rocco. What do you guys want to do? Well, let's make a play about he's not in the 90s anymore. And, like, I don't know, like his favorite thing, X, no longer exists and he wants to bring it back. Okay.
Well, I remember the big heads. I don't remember a lot about the show, but I remember the big heads. Which makes no sense. I hated that show.
Dude, I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a kid because it was disrespectful or something. My mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Good. But, yeah, no, it was. It was really gross and stupid.
But I...
Same with fucking Ren and Stimpy.
I just don't know why this is coming back. Like, why does Netflix make this and not Futurama? A show that is still good.
I don't know.
You know? What's Invader Zim? Tell me about it. All I know is that you can go into Hot Topic today, 20 years after the final episode, and still buy Invader Zim shirts. I don't understand. What's happening?
It was super, like, goth-ish.
Okay, so that's why it fits into Hot Topic?
I think. Like, it was, like, goth robots or something. I don't know.
Look,
Google
Menace, I'm not hating. I don't know what it is.
I'm wrong.
I don't understand.
It's definitely not goth at all. It's just, it stylized in a way that goth people would enjoy it, I guess.
So this is the teaser for it.
Horrible.
What did I just witness, man?
I don't know. Him laughing over and over and over again.
I've seen Dora the Explorer. I would prefer that over this. Dora the Explorer at least went like... I don't know. I feel like this...
I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
They don't have anything like that in the Dora the Explorer. Okay? Like... I look at this and I go, this... is probably best enjoyed like this was lightning in a bottle is kind of how I look at it. And maybe I'm wrong because I was never really saying into it implies that I watched it. I never even really watched it. But like I feel like these cult classics, it's like when they redid Dumb and Dumber. It's like the one that existed, you liked, let's just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need another one to come out and tarnish what you watched before?
I don't know.
What is one thing besides Toy Story that took a 10-year break, came back, and was good? Any franchise ever. What reboot has been good? Or better than the original?
Starsky and Hutch.
The Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson one? No way that's better than a TV show.
Definitely is.
It's no way. I've never seen it.
Never seen the TV show.
Is that the one with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. We watched that. I think Friday night, actually.
Wait, you watched it recently?
I think we watched that first.
What are we doing, man?
And then we watched... No, we watched it yesterday. That's right. In the daytime when we were supposed to be at the beach, we watched Starsky and Hutch.
How did you end up on Starsky and Hutch?
Dude, Netflix has got a whole lot of good old movies out right now. A whole lot. Well, you know what I was watching right before I came here?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Harold and Kumar Go to Guantanamo Bay.
That movie is atrocious. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
It's so bad. The only good parts is like Harold and Kumar's like
I don't know
dialogue
how that guy
sometime.
Got to work in Barack Obama's White House after he made that movie.
I don't either.
It doesn't make any sense. know, man.
Nope.
I mean, Menace just says, I want more of what I like, so give me more. I just feel like it's not going to be what you like,
you know what we
I
also
guess.
Watched recently?
What?
Knight's Tale.
That's a great movie. You talked about that
movie.
Thursday.
Holds up.
Yeah.
There's no reboots. There's no sequel. It's just a good classic one-off movie.
Right.
Don't fuck with that.
Yeah,
you
I don't think they will.
Can't.
I don't think they can.
You can't.
Yeah, those movies surprise me. Like, that movie and the movie that's made by the guy who made The Mummy, like, those directors didn't do anything after those movies, and I feel like those movies are great.
The Mummy?
Yeah. Stephen Sommers. He did Mummy 1, Mummy 2, and then he did Van Helsing, which killed his career, but he didn't do anything else.
Van Helsing, we watched that recently, too. It holds up.
I think it's fine, right?
Yeah.
But people hated it. Isn't Hugh Jackman Van Helsing?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Yeah. I think Kate Beckinsale's the chick.
Even better. Helsing was terrible.
Oh, fuck. Brother to Boromir. Boromir? Faramir?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it, too. He's the monk.
What movie were we just talking about?
Van Helsing?
No,
the Mummy?
Knight's Tale. What, who directed this movie?
Brian Helgeberg? Helgeberg?
Brian Helgeland.
That one.
Okay, so he did A Knight's Tale, and then he did The Order.
With Heath Ledger?
With Heath Ledger. Heath
Jetter.
I've never even heard of this
Chris
movie.
Chris Jenner. Man.
Mark Addy's in it, too. Never even heard of it, okay? And then he did...
Taking a Pelham 1-2-3, that's a good movie.
Yeah, he didn't direct... Oh, he did 42, the one with Black Panther in it. And then he did Legend? Wasn't this supposed to be a good movie, Legend?
Is this with the Tom Hardy
brothers? It deals with their rise and fall, the relationship that brought them together, and follows a gruesome career imprisonment in 1979, yeah.
Yeah. No, I watched that. It's good. It's a little slow, but it's good.
So I guess he has made movies, we've just never seen them.
I've seen that one. I've seen all of his... I've seen that. I've seen Robin Hood.
But he's still only made...
I've seen
but
the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
He's the writer of those, man.
Wait, what is the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3? Click
that's
on that.
That's
is it
that.
The train movie?
Yes.
Oh,
this
fuck
is the
that.
One with this guy.
That's not what I thought
this
it was.
This is the one that continued
that's
to destroy John Travolta's
career. That's not what I thought it was.
Career, dude.
What's the Precinct movie? Oh,
Assault
shit.
On Precinct
yeah,
13.
Yeah, that one. That's yeah. what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That one's a good movie.
Yeah, but he's only made three movies since A Knight's Tale.
That's crazy.
And his last one was in 2015. That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, he did.
It's just weird to me that like A Knight's Tale is so good. I feel like it's so universally loved. I feel like he should make more movies like that, and he never did.
It might not have been the director. It might have been the writer.
No, because he wrote it. He wrote, produced, and directed it. That was his movie. That's the only movie that's all green besides The Order, which was his next movie.
Is The Order on Netflix?
It's so weird, dude. He wasn't shaking the right hands? Maybe, dude. Maybe.
The Order.
In like with The Mummy, 1999. Stephen Sommers made this movie. Let's see what he did.
There's a fucking TV show on Netflix
look what they
called
did.
The Order.
Look what they did to him, man. Look at this. He did Catch Me If You Can, which is not the one that Steven Spielberg did. The Adventures of Huck Finn. Jungle Book.
They had a Jungle Book?
Tom and Huck. You remember Tom and Huck, dude?
I don't.
Deep Rising. And then he made The Mummy. The Mummy 1 and The Mummy 2, and then he made Van Helsing, and then he made G.I. Rise of the Cobra, and then Odd Thomas, that James Franco
How
movie.
Did you skip over The Scorpion King?
Well, he didn't make that. That's not a director.
No, he
says
wrote
no.
It.
See, when it says no,
he wrote it.
That means it's not his movie.
He wrote it!
He's credited as a writer because he wrote the character.
I don't think that's true.
Screenplay by William Osborne and David Hayter. Stephen Sommers did the characters.
Oh. You got me.
You don't know how the business works,
man.
But he hasn't made a movie since 2013. The man who made The Mummy 1 and 2 hasn't made a movie since 2013. What?
What is Van Helsing the London Assignment?
That's a great question.
Is that a short?
I don't know. Hugh Jackman's in it.
What?
It's a 2004 action horror animated film. It has Hugh Jackman, Kate Beckinsale, has the entire people in it.
What?
It's an animated prequel to the 2004 motion picture Van Helsing, released in the same year. It tells the events before the film. So they made an animated short, or an animated, it's 33 minutes. So they made an animated short to coincide with the release of the live action movie.
Weird.
Well, they already made The Mummy 4. It's a Tom Cruise one, right? And then they reboot that?
Mm-hmm. You know what Brendan Fraser is doing right now?
He's paying a lot of alimony, and that's about it.
He is in a new DC show on CW.
On the CW? It's not even Pennyworth?
What's Pennyworth?
It may
not be the CW, but I thought it was the Arrowverse, which I think is the CW one.
Well, I can look it up right here, man. Brendan
Fraser. That poor man.
Yeah, it's a sad man. Let's see. Television.
The Mummy is a good one.
Titans?
Doom Patrol. I think that's what it is.
Oh, Doom Patrol?
Yeah.
It's an American web television series based on the DC Comics superhero team of the same name.
Yeah.
Features Crazy Jane, Elasti Woman, Negative Man, Robot Man, and The Chief.
And he plays Robot Man. That's what he's doing now, man.
Wait, what channel is it on?
It said web. Alan Tudyk?
It's on HBO Max?
Matt Bomer?
Who's these people that you're just yelling?
Alan Tudyk? You know who Alan Tudyk is.
I know who Alan Tudyk is. Who's Matt Bomer?
Matt Bomer's the guy in White Collar.
Oh. Are you going to watch this now? What's HBO Max?
I don't know.
It's an upcoming American internet video on demand service. It'll launch in spring of 2020. HBO is doing their own streaming service?
I heard something like that.
Why don't they just put it on HBO Go? Isn't that already a streaming service?
Yeah.
So are they getting rid of HBO Go?
Absolutely not. You know how much money that makes them?
On July 9th, 2019, WarnerMedia announced their upcoming streaming service will be named HBO Max, launched spring 2020. Announced at the time that was Friends would be taken off rival streaming service Netflix for the launch. HBO Max will draw content from original programming, plus HBO, TNT, TBS, True TV, Adult Swim, Boomerang, CNN, Cartoon Network, The CW, Crunchyroll, DC, Looney Tunes, New Line, Rooster Teeth, Turner Classic Movies, and Warner Brothers. The CW will debut from that season on HBO Max a month before the newest season premieres. Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine and Greg Berlanti were signed on to production deals for initial four movies for the young adult genre of two films. Warner Media indicated that the service would have 10,000 hours of content.
I said the answer is way too many.
It's going to have a Gossip Girl reboot. Dude, what?
Yeah, man. I did hear that. How'd you not know this was coming?
I don't know. I missed this somehow.
Wow. Hey, Wins! We'll be breaking borders.
Too many. There's too many, man. There's too many streaming services.
Yeah, this, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus.
There's too many.
That's crazy.
I'm just gonna pirate everything.
Yeah. Don't pay for that.
I was paying like $200 a month for cable. And now if I wanted to watch everything, I'd pay $200 a month again. They got
me. I'm telling you, there's going to be a new service in like 5 years. It's going to be cable, except it's going to be with the streaming services. It's like we bundle all these together for you for a low price of $150 a month.
Well, that's kind of what Apple does. Like with the new Apple TV, that's kind of what they do. they kind of, they just let you, whatever you subscribe to, they don't bundle it up for one purchase, but whatever you subscribe to, they work with on the Apple TV. So, like, they search Netflix if you subscribe to it, they search HBO Go if you subscribe to it, they search Hulu if you subscribe to it, so you can just talk into your remote and say, Siri, I want to watch Handmaid's Tale, and then bloop, there it is.
Bloop.
Doesn't matter what streaming service it on, you just pay for them all, and then you can watch whatever.
So, in the next year, they'll have that.
It's too many.
Mm-hmm.
What point do we stop watching things?
I think it's already happened. Like, Netflix has so many originals that no one's seen.
But someone's seen them.
Yeah, but not any significant audience.
I don't know. What's a significant audience? I guess that's the question. Is like,
I don't think they care.
I think for me, this doesn't... I think Netflix is the exception because they have so much that, like, there may be one show on there that only services 50,000 people, but that's enough for Netflix to make that one show for them to keep paying. To pay for all their other shows.
Right.
But, like, HBO Go...
It doesn't really matter what shows they watch.
HBO Go isn't going to go the Netflix route. Like, there's no way HBO Max is going to have enough shows for enough people that draw us in. Like, if they don't have a show for us, we're not going to pay for it.
That's a lot of fucking shows, though.
It's not really.
Yeah.
It's just HBO. How much do you use HBO Go right now?
I don't.
So you've been living your entire life without it, and now all of a sudden it's worth something? That's what I don't get. It's like, HBO can't be like, by the way, here's all this stuff you already have access to that you're not paying for because it's not valuable enough to you, but now we also have Shazam! You want to click?
That. It's pretty good.
But yeah, it's not worth $30 a month!
No. No. I don't know what that is. I don't know why they're doing that.
I just don't understand it. Like, Disney has enough. I don't think Warner Brothers has enough. But maybe they do.
Maybe it's contracts?
I think what it is to me is that, like, Chris out there right now, she's watching Sabrina on Netflix. It's like Charmed used to be, you know? It's that type of genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like HBO will make shows like that. I don't feel like TNT, TBS. I feel like every network now, to get buzz, they go for the Emmys. Because if they make a lowbrow, in quote, show, it's not going to get any buzz at the Oscar-worthy or the Emmy-worthy stuff that makes people go and watch it, you know? Like, you hear a lot about, like, Game of Thrones, for example. Like, it's going to be at the Emmys, so people know it's zeitgeist, you know? Because we talk about that on the show. Like, no one watches the Emmys, but for some reason we care about what's nominated, because that's what we go and watch. But, like, Chris wouldn't pay to watch that. She wants to watch her shows, and I don't feel like HBO's going to make any of that. I feel like TNT's going to make it. They're all going to make these highbrow dramas.
What's the Birthday Boys?
There's a Birthday Boys sketch about there being too many shows. Do we want to click that link?
Nah. What trailers you got, bro?
I already read them off to you, man. Gemini Man.
Let's watch that one.
Jojo Rabbit.
What the hell is Jojo Rabbit?
It's Taika Waititi's next movie, man.
Oh, right.
You want to watch it?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's only 58 seconds.
Are you ready for the best weekend ever?
Yes, I am.
Kim stabbed himself. That's funny, right?
Sam Rockwell.
I'm in with Sam Rockwell, but I'm out with Rebel Wilson. I've never jumped in and jumped out so fast. Is that Hitler?
Yeah. That's Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, Jojo, my
is he? Is that Taika Waititi?
Hi, Adolf.
What's wrong, little man?
That's Taika Waititi.
No way.
Playing Hitler.
Let them say whatever they want. People used to say a lot of nasty things about me.
He's too white.
Oh, this guy's a lunatic. Him. Oh, look at that psycho. He's going to get us all killed.
He's too white. That can't be him.
That's definitely him.
What did we just watch? What is that?
I don't know. It looks fun.
God, I will watch anything that man makes that isn't about vampires, right?
Just watch the fucking movie, man.
At this point, it's more funny than not watch.
No, just watch the fucking movie.
What if I've already seen it, but I say I don't? Just a troller.
Ooh, that's even better.
That's even better.
Like, she'd have no way of knowing.
No.
Because I could just continuously keep, like, 50 years from now, I could be talking about this, but not knowing that I've already seen it.
Yep.
Like, how does she know? She doesn't. And now I'm, like, double-layered psychological torture.
And did he or did he not?
Yeah, you'll never
know.
You'll never know until I did. But I didn't.
So is that about the Hitler Youth? Is that what that's about?
Why are you? I don't even know what the Hitler Youth is.
Well, the Hitler Youth is young people who were in Nazi camps training to become Nazis. Future Nazis.
I thought that was just Germany.
Well, yeah, but I mean the actual thing, like Boy Scouts of America, it was called Hitler Youth.
That man was obsessed with himself, wasn't he?
I think.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, dude. It looks like it.
I mean, that kid's wearing a fucking swastika on his arm.
Yeah,
so.
He sure is. He sure is. You want to watch his Gemini Man trailer?
Let's do it, man. More Will Smith. I can't do anything else but love Will Smith.
Will Smith, man.
So. Fucking hate Will Smith.
It was like I was seeing a ghost. Like every trigger I've ever pulled.
I still don't think this is going to be good.
You? No.
Hunting birds, rabbit. I'm guessing 19, 20 years old, the first time he ordered you to shoot a person. 25 years ago.
I mean,
ago,
Ang Lee's good, though.
Is he?
I don't know.
He made you from me.
He made life a pie.
Oh, never mind.
He's been lying to you the whole time. He told you you were an orphan. And of all the people in the world to come after me, why would he send you? Because I'm the best. You are obviously not the best. You're just trying to rattle me.
I'm trying to save you!
You made a choice to do this to me. The whole point of this thing was to give you all of Henry's gifts without his pain.
I don't want to shoot you!
Mind if I shoot you?
Henry, has this ever happened to you before? Your own
Did you just shoot a grenade without
I
it exploding?
He shot a grenade back new. At him, and then it exploded.
Everything that we've worked for is at stake.
That's not how motorcycles work. Like, when you let go of the thing, it, like, stops going, right?
I love you, Junior. I am just an icon.
Was his crotch just on fire?
Look what we created. Walk through this on your own. I love you, Junior.
Yeah.
Like, that's his crotch, right? It's really hard to tell.
That looks like crotch.
That's his crotch on fire.
Or maybe elbow? Underarm?
He's not on fire at all there.
Yeah.
Look what we created.
Menace says his shoulder.
Inspiration for all of us. Why not just make a whole army for
underarm?
Us? Why not? You should be flattered. You should be dead.
From yourself? Oh,
it's
who knew?
Stop. Because what if somebody actually knew what we really are?
That looks like horse shit.
Looks like the worst movie.
Burnt onto
that could have been
a campfire
ever made.
And somebody roasted marshmallows over it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looks like.
It looks bad, right?
Yeah. Dude, he's doing bad movies.
I mean, but don't you think Will Smith at this point should be trying to get an Oscar?
Yeah.
So why is he doing this?
I don't know. They're funner? They're more fun?
But he sucks at picking them now, clearly.
Yeah. Well, they are all just so fucking bland. Like, oh no, you're fighting yourself. Who could have seen that coming?
Acid, can you send me that Killer Croc video? Can you do that? You remember, you watched Suicide Squad, right? Mm-hmm. You remember Killer Croc going into the subway?
No.
Okay, well, she's going to send me a link here in a second. I'd just like to remind you that Will Smith is in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. Britt likes that movie.
Well, I'm going to play this clip, and then you're going to have to explain to me your life choices.
Yeah.
Okay?
I can't.
So, Acid's finding it right now, and then I'm going to click it. And then we're going to end the show.
My ass.
Oh, yeah? How's it doing?
It hurts.
Yeah, the chair sucks, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst.
And we're going to end the show?
Yeah, it's over.
Why?
We're done.
You got more articles up there.
It's nothing to read.
I see something about Vin Diesel.
That's the Furious script.
The what?
The Riddick 4 movie.
Oh, right, right, right.
I don't really care about that.
What's the thing right beside it?
100 best movies of the last decade. That's like if we run out of things to talk about, we'll click that. All right, hold on. This is a Rickroll. I'm going to be so mad, by the way. Watch this, man. You tell me how Brit likes this movie.
I'm going with you.
We got this.
I'm not asking, bruh. I live on the ground. Y'all are just tourists.
That's it?
Are you telling me you could watch this and not be disturbed?
Tourists.
Millions of dollars went into this production.
What, you don't like that you look at his ass or something?
He crawls like an idiot! He could have just walked!
He's a crocodile.
He's not a crocodile! I don't know if I continue doing this show if you don't find that to be absurd. If you don't look at that and go, that's absurd, I don't know if I can continue with our relationship.
It's not the most absurd thing of that movie.
That I do believe.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Like, someone sat in an editing room and saw that and goes, good shot.
Good shot. Good cinematography. Right there. That's a good shot.
I mean, why does he take his shirt off and leave his pants on?
Because they're leather, man. They catch the water just right. They help him cut through it like glass.
Like glass, huh?
Yeah. Why not just dive in?
That's my point. The why? Can you? The director was like, "Hey,
crocodiles
can't crab walk into there.
Fucking dive. They crawl into the water."
Tourists.
That's his attempt at looking like a crocodile.
Come on. Oh my god, dude! I would have walked out of the movie at that scene.
It was not a good movie.
No. Clearly.
At least not.
Clearly it was not. Okay, we're into this show.
Why?
No,
What about the Emmys? We didn't even talk about the Emmys.
We never talk about the Emmys.
Let's talk about the Emmys.
What do you want to talk about?
What are the nominations?
I have no idea.
Pull up a list.
I don't want to do that.
Come on.
I want to leave.
Why you gotta leave?
I got my son's birthday in an hour and a half.
That doesn't count.
I gotta put up the show.
Yeah, you got a half hour left.
I gotta put up the show.
You got a half hour.
You gotta put up the show tonight?
No.
Okay, well, you gotta let me put it up.
Alright, do it right now while we're still on the air.
I mean, I could do a lot of the work while we're still on the air.
No, just end.
But I feel like people wouldn't like to watch that.
Just end.
Basically be me re-watching the show. You know? I like this bit that you do, though, when I end early and you pretend you don't want to.
Yeah.
It's the only chance you get to, like, pretend that you care.
Man, I care so much.
I know you do. I know. I like it.
All I wanted to do was talk about the Emmys, but
yeah,
no,
I know. You love the Emmys, man. You definitely didn't yell at me the last time I brought nominations. Yeah. Because I'm the only idiot that still cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're leaving. Bye. Set of the Colby Show. We'll be back Thursday. Colby's going to play a game. You know what games you're going to have to choose from? Crash Team Racing.
Or?
Hollow Knight.
Why?
I don't know, because I got it. It's an easy game, dude.
Can I rent a game yet?
No, I think you're like 6 or 7 games away from renting.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I played Apex. I played fucking whatever we played last week.
Mario Maker, yep.
Yeah, that one. And then I got this next one, and that is my pick.
Nope.
Yeah. That's how it works.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. Bringing a game.
You got too many weeks off.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Those don't count.
Yeah. How about this? If you remember to bring me a game Wednesday night, I'll let you play that game.
This Wednesday or next
No, the one, the next one. Okay. The one that you're supposed to play it. And if you don't, you're going to do whatever the poll said. And I'm not going to text you and remind you.
Okay.
Anyway, we're leaving, all right? Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate y'all being here. Thank you for the bits, J-Bar April. Appreciate that. We are going to be back Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for a show, and then Coley plays games. And we'll see you then. Everything at SaidTheColbert.com. All the VODs, all the audio links to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all the merch, all the social media. It's all at SaidTheColbert.com. Go there, you foreheads. Vote in the poll as well. It's not up yet, but it will be tomorrow probably.
Sure.
Okay? All right. Thank you for watching. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.